Breakfast
with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Do you know what it makes me want to do?
What does it make you want to do?
Just kind of go back to bed and watch all of these great TV programmes all day with a bucket of chicken.
I'm not sure how many people wander up and down the streets of Cambridge saying, what we really need is some more offices.
I was approaching Lode and one of the common cranes flew over my car, and actually that was a really inspiring moment.
Back tomorrow from 7, when you wake up.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is time for our Mill Road moment, which we do every week on the show for the next few weeks at least. And Councillor Dave Bagent is here again. Oh, what a week.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
What a week.
Hasn't it been a week? And, you know, if Mill Road is being tested, it's really being tested.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm expecting to hear about a plague of frogs or something coming in at any moment.
I think that what we need to do is to get our spirits up, and we've just got to press on. You know, there is a feeling, there is some discontent, and there's some people saying, come on, we've just got to get over this. This is Mill Road. This is Romsey. This is Petersfield. We can be better than this, you know. The fire, well, what an unexpected problem, you know. Yeah. And how sad for the people involved, and that's going to be ongoing as a difficulty on Mill Road for a little while. But I can tell people that you can walk through there now. It's very clear. And so let's hope that we can just look forward. No plagues of frogs, please.
I hope not. I mentioned earlier, I took a little wander on my bicycle yesterday to have a look and see what was happening. It was very quiet, but I think that was at a point. It was open, as you say, and it was quite easy to get by. Got off the bike and pushed it through. No problem at all there. The shops, they're obviously the ones immediately on either side of the HG shop. They're closed, aren't they? For the time being, at least.
They are, in fact, shut. And that whole sort of area is under siege more so, you know, because... Yeah. They've still got the gas works going on there. They've got the fire barriers. They've got the actual building that was on fire. It must be terrible for the traders in that particular area. And I don't know how we can deal with this. We can try and bring more people onto Mill Road. And strangely, I have some data. It's very raw at the moment from the City Council, which is suggesting that footfall is sort of up a little bit at times, you know, and at other times it drops a little bit, but the footfall's not massively different. So the people are on Mill Road. Probably the gas works are actually the thing that's stopping the traders getting the deal, because people are not going to stop while they're next to the gas works. They're going to want to get past it. Fortunately, on Romsey side, we've had a really fantastic team working hard. I've gone publicly on record to praise them for the work they've done. In 3 weeks, they've cleared 300 metres and they're almost gone out of sight. So that is fantastic news for Romsey, but not so good for Petersfield, because they've had, I'm not saying that people haven't worked hard, but they've had some snags on that side, and the roadworks continue, and that is going to put people off from going into shops.
The footfall thing is interesting, because I've often wondered about the Mill Road, insofar as, are you really going to pull up and pull out of your car, jump out of your car and go into a shop? You're surely going to maybe park up on the Gwinder Street car park and walk down, as you can still do, rather than sort of driving and stopping at one shop at a time, because it's not simply not the space to do that, roadworks or not.
No, well, Camcycle have said that if this ever happened, and it has, that we didn't expect it to happen like this, that the traffic would evaporate and more people would come on the road. Now, the next 3 or 4 weeks, they're going to test that seriously. You know, we're doing events to try and bring people onto Mill Road. There's a car boot sale in Gwinder Street car park on Sunday from 9 o'clock till 2. There's some singing events up and down the road. If people go to the Mill Road summer website, then they can see what the events are. You know, I'm hoping that we can just now move on. And we've just got to move on, because it's important for the traders and it's important for the community. You know, we've been given money to help the community to overcome some of this adversity. We're running events all over Mill Road now, will be increasingly, to actually get the community involved for them and to bring people out to help the shopkeepers.
I notice that you are wearing your Mill Road summer tabard.
Yeah,
I never know what to call it. I'm calling it a tabard this morning anyway.
It's a double deal thing. It's a yellow tabard to give us visibility.
And you need it this morning, because you might not be seen in this murky weather that we have
and
outside.
And also, we put an advert on it for Mill Road summer. So, you know, I'm sounding excited, but actually it's quite a sad time for a lot of people. We've got to recognise that.
Yeah.
We must pick that up. But what we've got to do is I'm not going to say wartime spirit because there's not a war out there, although some people might think there is. We've just got to pull together and work as communities and make this thing work. So people have got to enjoy themselves. Children have got, young people have got to enjoy themselves. And the shopkeepers, we've got to think about them. I mean, I'm taking my family out most days to have something to eat in or drink in a cafe. That's my little bit that I
personally do. You might bump into Ben Affleck, apparently.
Right, okay, yeah, apparently so. Yeah, that would be...
That'd be quite good. That's where Ben needs to go. He needs to go to the Mill Road. Yeah. That would get the people to the shops.
And I could sign a signature for him if he wanted to.
I'm sure he'd definitely want your autograph.
Yeah.
So in terms of the work which has been going on under the bridge, the pedestrian closures, a couple more to come, but mostly you can just walk over the thing, can't you?
There's going to be a closure today, I understand, and tomorrow. But
right.
What Govia have done, Govia have been magnificent. Once we've all got together and got this worked out, that Govia are not just saying we've got it shut for 12 hours and closing it for 12 hours. The minute the job's done, then they're opening it again. So I've got every expectation it won't be open that long. But don't take my word for it. Look at the tweets. People will be tweeting out when it's opened again. It will be shutting at 8:45 this morning.
Right. Okay. Well, Dave, good to see you as always. Quick reminder then that car boot sale on Sunday morning, 9:00 in the Gwinder Street car park.
Yes,
so
that's
opposite the Drayles Brewery site.
Yeah, that's him.
Quite easy to get to, I would have thought. Sounds rather fun.
Yeah, come down on foot, cycle, walk into Romsey and Petersfield and come and visit us.
Well, thanks so much, Dave, and we'll see you next week, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Cambridge Breakfast. Cambridge 105 Radio.